Please read 725 and 26 together.
725, accept bid of Tech Construction, Inc. for the Greenleaf Pump Station project for $1,286,550. And 726, accept bid of Duke Construction and Excavation, LLC. For the Ventura Park Play Area Improvements and Lou project for $764,991.
Come on up. Oh, you all right? Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Larry.
Carla, do you want to?
And you're doing these in order, I assume, Greenleaf and then Ventura Park, or how are you?
No, playing? They're going to end up backwards. Then, if you're going to,
that's
on
either way is fine.
Go first, Larry.
Okay, seven. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, members of the council. Item 725 is the procurement report recommending a contract award to TEK Construction for the Alder Pump Station upgrade for $1,286,550. The engineer's estimate for the project was $1,275,000, and the Bureau's confidence level was moderate. The project was advertised to the city's electronic procurement system. Five bids were received, and in response to it, Tech Construction is the lowest responsible bidder, 1% under the engineer's estimate. Portland Water Bureau, along with Procurement Service, identified an aspirational goal for DMWESB subcontractor supplier utilization of 20%. As per our standard policy, there is a total of $303,380, or 23.6% of certified firm participation in this project. Apportioned as follows: DBE 260-120 doing electrical work, MBE $1,000 with project supplies, and an emerging small business $42,260 supplying CMU walls. Tech Construction is located in Bellingham, Washington. They are not a state certified DMWSB contractor. They do have a current City of Portland business tax registration and are in compliance with the city's contracting requirements. If the council has any questions, I can answer anything about the bid itself, or Teresa Elliott is here if you have questions about the project.
I just have one. What are the implications for not having the MWSB certification? What does that mean in a practical sense?
They're not they're a Washington firm. They are not a certified Oregon firm. They are not, however, certified either in the state of Washington, meaning they're not minority-owned, women-owned, or disadvantaged.
Okay, I see. But that in no way precludes them then from
yes.
bidding. But they still have to meet our minimum requirements with regard to MWSB.
Oh yes, yeah, absolutely, sir. They are fully
okay.
compliant with all Portland contracting requirements.
Okay, you're just saying the firm itself.
Just the certification
is not.
Piece.
Okay, I got it. I misunderstood you. Thank you. That's helpful.
Thank you.
Great. And on to Duke.
Okay. Okay. You want me to go?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, Mayor Wheeler and listeners. My name is Lauren McGuire. I'm the Parks Development Program Manager, and we're here today to accept a bid from Duke Construction and Excavation for the Ventura Park Play Area Improvements and Lou Project for $764,991. Ventura Park is located at Southeast 113th and Southeast Stark. It's, again, part of the 2014 bond measure program. This particular project falls into two theme areas: playgrounds and restrooms that we're going to be repairing. This map shows Ventura Park as a 7.25-acre park in southeast Portland. You can see the Hazelwood neighborhood around it. It's bordered mainly by single-family and multifamily housing. And on its northeastern edge, you can see Ventura Park Elementary School. The yellow is the school. The park is an active park with two play areas, a pump track, decommissioned wading pool, and we are going to be making renovations to the play area. This shows the existing play area. The project will replace this old equipment and the surfacing and increase the overall playable area in the park. The goals are to increase overall safety and fun, to access play for all children, and to address many of the ADA efficiencies. We're also installing a Portland Loo here and installing public art. This shows some of the play equipment that we're providing, with an emphasis on children from 2 to 5 and 5 to 12-year-olds. This particular slide shows that we'll be doing new play equipment, surfacing, water play, but also we're addressing ADA issues in the parking lot with 2 compliant ADA stalls and pavement to get us to the playground itself, as well as the loo I described and the drinking fountain. We did have a public process in this with this project through the bond program. You can see the community involvement that's up on the screen, as you as noted. This is bond funded, but it's also SDC funded. And so the timeline for the project is we're here for the acceptance of the bid now, and the project should be under construction this summer with completion by early winter. On the screen are some of the construction projects that are underway with the bond and upcoming construction as well. Larry?
Thank you, Lauren. That's an excellent description of the project. Skipping down a little bit, there is a total of $192,574, or 25.1% of DMWESB subcontractor participation. Apportioned as follows: DBE 73,688, concrete and paving work; WBE 33,900, doing landscaping; and emerging small business $84,986, doing plumbing and protective surface work. Duke Construction and Excavation is located in Damascus, Oregon. They are a Oregon State certified DMWESB contractor. They are in compliance with all City of Portland contracting requirements. It's just a sideline note that there's a total participation of certified firms for this project, including the general contractor, at 66.1%. It's $698,192, which is 91.2% total participation. It's another thought process about it's the intent of the certified firms to spread the work around and subcontract to other certified firms, even for work they could do on their own. If there's any other questions pertinent to the project? Okay.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on these items?
No one signed up on either.
Mayor, on 725, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll on 725.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The report is accepted. Can I get a motion on 726?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Great project. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz? Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Just to emphasize, 66.1% in engagement of underserved communities. Well done. Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The report is accepted.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.